Welcome to the porch. Pull up a chair, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Now here's your host, Michelle Barras and Brian Swanson.
Peace. How's everybody doing today? My name is Brian Swanson.
My name is Michelle Barras.
And we are Denim and Pearls.
We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the proverbial porch.
From the porch.
Yeah, he told me to take proverbial out.
It's a word I can't say, that's why.
At least you're honest.
You know, I know some people who mess up the word specific and Pacific.
Pacific and specifically. Specifically about Pacific?
Yes, exactly. So proverbial is probably one of those, hey, I said it right. They're probably one of those ones I don't do so well with. So anyway, let's get started with a little bit of sponsorship.
Yes, thank you so much to our sponsors. We have A2Promos.com. And what they do is A2Promos is
sound like an 80s commercial.
I know. All of your swag needs, if you want pens and notebooks and anything you can think of, little squishy things for stress relievers, go to A2Promos.com. Ink 182 is all your embroidery and screen printing needs. So t-shirts, hats, jackets, bags, you name it, they've got it. And then of course there's Lyme Events, LYMEvents.com. That's all your outdoor events here in Colorado. Look them up. If you like those runs and walks, check them out, because I'm sure they already have up the Santa run. Mm. And then next is HarmonizedBrainCenters.com. Harmonized Brain Centers, well, I would want to say they help me get my brain back, but right now I'm a little scattered, so I don't know if you want to do that. HarmonizedBrainCenters.com. They are amazing at helping with anxiety, maybe test anxiety, anything that deals with your brain. So check out Harmonized Brain Centers and see if they can help you today. And then, of course, our newest, EmbellishedButterfly.com. Embellished Butterfly will basically bling anything with touchstones for our ski crystals. Ooh, I said it. And what's really cool about it is they're beautiful and they're very tastefully done. She's done mugs. She's done, I say she because that's who I meant. They're called cuffs. And they'll basically swag, bling out anything. So think about that. The next time, excuse me, you have like a gift that you'd like to give that's extra special, go to Embellish Butterfly.
And to advertise with us, if you choose, you can email us at denimandpearlspodcast@gmail.com. And of course, if you've got another platform you want to listen to or you want to share to somebody else or what have you, you've got the Facebook, you've got the Rumble, you've got the YouTube, you've got the Apple Podcasts, all of your favorite podcast places, to include Spotify.
Come see us.
Yes. So today, what is our topic today?
It is wannabe. I'm a.
I'm a wannabe.
What's that song that you were thinking of?
You were right. It's I'm a something.
Is it?
Yeah. But
I wanna zig.
So where does that come into your going? What do you want to be? Who do you want to be? That is not where we're actually going today.
Well, for those of you who watch me on social media, I just came back from the John Maxwell conference. And when I came home, I'm kind of jazzed up. And Brian's like, you've been re-blued.
Re-blued?
And I said, what's re-blued? And he says, everyone has an organization or something to that effect where you go to some sort of a training or something to just kind of zap you back up.
Re-energize. I couldn't find a song called Re-Energize, though.
So I got my Re-Energize from the John Maxwell Mentorship, and they gave me this core sample thing, and it's really cool because we're cool to the core, and we're awesome to the core, and we're leaders to the core, that kind of thing. And
did they really say that, or did you just make that up?
I just made it up.
Because that's awesome.
It's awesome. We're cool. Leaders to the core. And we got this, and he's like, you've been re-blued. I said, I've got renewed DNA in John Maxwell. We always call it the JMT DNA. And it's exciting.
So that you've got all that excitement and created our topic.
I didn't create it. You did.
Well, I did because, re-bluing actually come from a term from the military when we were in the Air Force. I mean, if you were in the Army, it might be re-greened, but that's really weird. But in the Air Force, it was re-blued. Every time they sent us to something to tell us about the Air Force and why you're there and why you should serve your country and why you should do this. So you got
remember why you're there.
Right.
Remember why you're here.
Exactly. And there's a lot of places that do that, especially in the domain in the world of direct sales and those kind of companies. They like to do that like on a weekly,
bi-weekly
basis.
Well, conferences.
Right.
Yeah. That's what conferences do.
Yeah. So, well, a lot of them will have training every week, and they have a lot of people are turned off because they call them rah-rah sessions. But what they're there for, what they're designed for, is to keep you motivated into your business so that you will be successful within your business and, of course, make the team successful and all those other kind of things.
And that's why we made Wanna Be our topic today.
Right.
Because we all want to be our best. We all want to do really well in whatever we're doing. But in order to do that, you need to remember why you do what you do.
You want to be awesome to the core, as you would say now.
Awesome to the core. Because we're JMT DNA.
But then once, you know, usually there's the weekly, and then every once in a while, every quarter or so, they'll have the bigger team get together, and they'll have these re-bluing sessions, if you want to call them that.
Do you have a team?
Right.
Do you have a re-bluing session?
Right. Well, it's also part of it. It's also an accountability thing, if you think about it.
That's exactly what it is.
Because it's a team competition to see if your team, if you've built one, is bigger or better or whatever within that company.
Well, not just that. It's
a competition.
It's not just that. It's more of a repeat what's working. Don't repeat what isn't. And if you're struggling in your company, your business, or MLM, whatever you're doing, you need to be around other people who are doing well, because we start getting in our heads doing, I don't know what I'm doing. I should not be doing this. I suck at this. You know, that kind of thing. And by being around other people in that re-bluing session, you realize, okay, I'm not as bad as I thought I was.
Right.
Oh, and you know, oh, Brian, you're doing really well. Or like in my case, went to the John Maxwell team, and I'm meeting people and I'm having questions about this because I'm struggling with this. What are you doing? And they're like, right. Oh, well, I'm doing this. Well, I'm having problems with this. What are you doing? Well, I started this and I'm doing this. They're like, oh, so what we're doing is we're learning from people in our field. We're being mentored by people who've been there, did that, got the t-shirt, and are off to get, you know, the car for it now. And right. So that is also, it's not a competition. It's more of a
learning. Well, it is a competition. It can be. It is a competition.
It can, but it's not.
Competition.
It's a competition. Basically, you go to those things not to show off. You go there to give back to the other people, show them what you've done, and then help them grow. But that's my mentality.
But I have to strongly disagree with that.
If you go there to compete,
competing is motivation.
But not for everybody.
Well, not for everybody, but neither is rah-rah.
But some of these people, some of these places, you go there and you share the numbers. And they say, and the highest selling team is Blue Team X. Yay, Blue Team X! You know, great.
Which is intended competition in order to motivate.
But the bottom line is, what did you do to get that? And then they let them come up there and they talk and they say, well, we did this and we started doing more rah-rah sessions and now we have, you know, weekly reports. So yes, it's a competition, but you're there to learn from the people who are moving.
Right. But it depends on what moves you.
No, if you're moved by the fact that someone's beating you, but if you want to grow, you need to learn from the people that beat you.
I would agree.
Well, then.
Yes, but it's still a competition.
It's not just a competition.
It's not just a competition.
Because if you tell me that it's a competition, you will never see me at a blooming session.
So, well, I would agree with that. But we all have our own reasons for being there.
Which is why I'm tacking you off of just competition, because you are stuck on that. And
yeah, but if you go in there and you're getting hammered by the people that are doing better than you, you're then motivated, hopefully.
I would quit.
To grow and be part of that top 10%. There's that option, but there's also other options too. Because sometimes
you do know we're saying the same thing, right?
We are, sort of.
We are.
So, but there's different reasons for all of it.
I know, but you're focused on just the competition.
That's because you won't let me finish the other stuff.
Because I'm not gonna let you. Well, the thing is I want you.
Some
to realize,
people are motivated by money, though.
No, and a lot of us are motivated by money and competition, but my thing is it doesn't matter what brings you to that level to fight for it, but it's more of a you've got to learn from the people who are doing better than you. So don't look at them and do, okay, I'm going to beat them. and then reinvent another freaking wheel.
Oh, no, no, I didn't say that.
Go learn from the people who beat you.
Right.
Because what happens when you tell them, okay, I'm going to emulate you. I'm going to come after you. You motivate them to do better because they don't want you to catch them. You see?
You are correct.
Yeah.
But that's still competitiveness.
It is, but it's not the focus.
No, it is not.
Today's episode, Michelle strangles Brian because he won't let go of the competition word.
But it's all that. It's everything. It encompasses all of it.
Yes. Yes.
So, but re-bluing sometimes is not competition. Yes, I agree. It's a matter of getting you back into the right mindset. It's usually teaching you something or telling you something that you already know, but reminding you of what you need to know.
Well, the John
reminding
Maxwell
you
team,
what's your purpose for being there. What do they call that? Your why.
Yes.
And it can remind you of your why.
And that's what we did with the John Maxwell team. We don't come in there to compete against each other. We see who's doing really well. People get recognized on stage. We have they pull people who are doing really, really well in their business to come up and talk about their journey or whatever. So it's more of a, yes, it's a competition. I want to get on that stage, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, here, let me ask you this question. It may not be a competition, but there's standards set within that, correct?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because you said to get on stage, you had to earn a certain amount a year or something like that in order to be present, right?
No.
That's one of the qualifications.
No.
No?
No.
Okay, I misunderstood you then.
Yes, you did.
Nice.
No, it has nothing to do with money. It's basically you compete to get on stage. So we have something called the John Maxwell DNA, and it's what our values are set from the John Maxwell team. And you get nominated, you compete, and then everyone votes on the people who have been put in, and then you win this award. That's what I won. I won in 2000.
So it's a popularity contest.
Kind of, yeah. I won the John Maxwell Demonstrating a Positive Attitude award, and you go up there, and you don't just go up on the John Maxwell team stage. It's huge, and it goes out to over 40,000 people around the world. Plus, that's just 40,000 coaches. It goes out beyond that to people who just love to watch John Maxwell.
Right.
So you don't just come on that stage and say, "Hi, my name is No, you're not doing that. You are coached just to accept your award. Okay, so there's this magic about it. So there's a competition to get there, and then there's a competition with yourself to get good enough to be on the stage and not embarrass yourself.
So is there a competition?
No. Well, the competition is with the with the culture award. But no, the other thing about it is we go there to learn from them. So when they go up there and speak, they share how they got where they got, what they did. And it's not, well, I made X amount of $1,000 because I'm awesome. No, it doesn't happen that way in the John Maxwell team. We are a family. We are family. And what we do is we share our learnings. So when I go there, I go to that John Maxwell team certification. I've been there 15 billion times, basically. I go there almost every year, except for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to see how great I'm doing. It's more of how can I serve the people around me to get them to where I am and help them get beyond me. So we have a different mentality at the John Maxwell.
Well, you're right, because you're not at John Maxwell, and the team that you have is not based around sales.
No, it's about
it's not a business that you are part of.
No.
You are, but you aren't. But I mean, for this
we're
particular,
all independent. And then we're there to change the world.
Right.
So our whole purpose is, how are you affecting your world, the people around you, and how can I help you grow that so we can change? I mean, we're going to Marcel's country. We're going to Dominican Republic next.
Right.
And we get brought in by the president of the whatever country. We've been to Guatemala. I mean, we've gone to different countries to transform entire nations with leadership. So John Maxwell's different. Okay. We are there to lift everyone.
It's kind of a voluntary organization.
Yeah.
Or a voluntary way to grow yourself and independently. I was speaking when I was speaking of the. I'm talking business. I'm talking. Whether it's MLMs and direct sales and all those other kind of things, it's kind of the same thing for the most part. I mean, John doesn't put these on just for fun. Okay. There's reasons why he also does it too. But when it comes to rebluing, a lot of times too, it may not be the competition. It may not be the fact that you want to get on stage, or it may not be the fact that you want to learn from folks. It can also be the fact that you're just around people who think like you.
And that's why I'm there.
It really is. I mean, that can be a really big reason to motivate and to.
Yeah, because sometimes you feel alone in the world. You feel like you're the only one who does what you do and everyone else does something better or whatever. And you're just alone and you need energy. You need someone else who understands right. where you are. That's what I do with the John Maxwell team. Right. I learn and feel connected to people who also do what I do.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that on the personal side, on the other side.
Okay, commercial time.
Because we do our commercials as soon as I find it. There we go. See you in a minute.
Thank you for joining us on the porch. We share the nuances and lessons we've garnered from throughout our combined 40 years of life experiences. Talk from the Porch is always serious, but full of laughter. And we're glad you're here with us. Like, share with a friend, and please subscribe to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And remember, join the conversation every Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll see you on the porch.
And we're back. My name is Michelle Moros.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
You know what? I talked to somebody, this is totally off topic, but I talked to somebody the other day who's seen our show. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time that this person had seen our show, and they watched last week's show, The Humble and Kind. Mm-hmm. They say we have a synergy.
No, we don't.
Couldn't tell that by their first segment, could you?
No, but that's the magic about Brian and I. We are pure examples of people who don't have to agree and stay friends.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, part of the thing that makes us friends is we can have that friendly argument. And I'll do this.
Golden discussion.
And we'll still have a great time. We enjoy hearing the other person's, even though I do. Stop. You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Well, you've got to. I mean, we're going to try and transition this into life. And yeah. I think that's a really good point, because like last week we said that we kind of need to look at the things that are around us, what's going on in these days. And we've got to have discussions. We really do, because if one person has always got the attitude that they're right, things go weird.
You're not always right.
Well, look, I'm looking at the universe out here.
No,
what's going
and
on
that's
right
what I'm
now
saying.
In society, but
yeah, let yourself get off that high horse. You are not always right. And sometimes the other person you disagree with may actually have some points that are worth listening to. And that's why Brian and I share,
not heard.
share our real talks. We are talking straight. We don't talk about what we're going to talk about. We think of a title. Okay, what are you going to say? We're going to talk about this. Okay, let's do it. And then we get on the air and do, what are we talking about? I put a topic up. And that's how we do it. Because it's real conversation. We're not planning it. We don't, you know, you go out and you meet somebody at a networking meeting. You don't say, excuse me, here are the points we're going to talk about and let's research on both of our topics. We don't do that, right? So that's how you meet us.
Well, when you look at when you're, you know, with all of my military training and stuff, when you start a speech, okay, or you start a presentation or whatever, the rules are tell them what you're going to tell them. You tell them. And then you tell them what you told them. I mean, that's just, it actually works out because you at least get the highlights three different times within the thing, mm-hmm. you know, within a presentation and that, which is awesome to look at it from that perspective. But when it comes to discussions, there's always somebody that's going to differ your opinion.
I would certainly hope so.
I mean, I looked at a text message it was a Twitter or a tweet this morning, and somebody stated two facts. We won't go into it because it starts the politics. But somebody tweeted two facts that came from the organization that comes up with these numbers. Down below in the tweet, in the comments, was, why don't you cite quote your source? I'm like, they did quote their source. The source was there. So it's a translation of opinion and thought processes. And if we don't understand how people are thinking, we don't get along. It's the easiest way to put it.
All about perspective.
So where does that come into personal life? I have the answer to that. But
about to say friends, family, relationships in general.
But just like, relationships, like, communication is a big key. That's I hate that word too.
I really need to stop eating these M&Ms.
But communication, two words I don't like, communication and repetition. But communication, you've always got to communicate in this case. But you have to communicate your ideas from where you're coming from, but you also have to be willing to learn from those who are communicating with you. So you're not always right, Dad. Or Mom.
Oh, I was about to say, you talk to your dad.
No, I'm not talking to my dad about that. I'm just saying moms, dads in generals, or brothers and sisters. Like, again, I go back to that white... You know, why sisters won't talk to each other for 30 years. You know what I mean? Because communication broke down at one point, but it lasted so, you know, it lasted 30 years.
Let it go.
You know, all this kind of thing. But we get off of the topic of re-bluing. So how can you re-blue your relationship?
That's what family reunions are for.
I'm thinking Marcel's going to have an answer for this, but I don't think she's going to type it. How do you re-blue your relationship? How do you re-engage or re-motivate your connections?
That's what date nights are for.
Exactly. So, like, what else? What's an example of what you can do? Because I have a good example. I did it yesterday.
My husband and I go to our cabin out in Westcliff. I know Marcel goes camping. I know our other friend Jennifer, well, actually 182 goes camping a lot. What do you do? Work on a car?
No, because when I work on a...
Go bowling. You guys went bowling.
We went bowling yesterday.
The whole family went bowling. See, that's re-blueing.
Yeah, well, it's definitely because, you know, the arm hurts now. And
but it's something that the family loves to do
right.
together.
We used to bowl, in fact, karaoke. That's one way.
Yes, karaoke.
But
that's how we re-blue our friendships.
There you go. Yeah, they've been gone for a couple of weeks. Anyhow,
and they're going to be gone this week, too. They're going to be gone this weekend, too.
Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway.
You and me.
My family and I, you know, my family used to bowl all the time. In fact, you know, my kids won scholarships. My daughter won a scholarship to college through it. You know, we've won all kinds of different things throughout the years.
Bowling's a big deal in their family.
Yeah. So, but once my daughter left and went to college at age, 19 or whatever, she was gone. Now she's 28. I haven't bowled since she left for college. That's a long time. So to pick up a 15-pound bowling ball and throw it for three games, whatever.
My family and I, we watch really bad sci-fi movies together, or we eat. I mean, we're Filipino. I mean, Filipino, German, Hungarian, whatever.
It all says food.
Yeah, we're all about food. And so we get together as a family, and we eat and cook together. Or cook and eat together. And that's one of our things.
I was
going to
say, I was picturing the kitchen with flour all over the place.
Oh, no, we don't use flour. We make lumpia and adobo and huge mass of pancit. I mean, we eat. And so, and we do karaoke. That's how we get together. My family gets together is we eat big, we sing big, and we laugh a lot.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
We eat, drink, and we are merry. Oh, you plugged my book.
That's because I looked up at it. She got a big poster over there on the wall.
We eat, drink, and we are merry.
I need to have my book to plug.
You just keep freaking write it.
So, anyhow, yeah, re-blueing, sometimes it's a matter of just getting away from the sources and getting back to what brought you there. What is your why? It's realizing it. It's getting with friends. It's getting with... people who think like you. Sometimes it can be a nighttime kind of a thing, as far as, you know, go out, like Marcel was saying, have some food, dance, karaoke, those kind of things, and re-energize
Dr.
yourself.
Dr. Shelley and I, we just belt out a cappella songs. My kind of woman.
Uh-huh. This guy don't do that. I don't belt out songs just because.
You do this.
Because I do it all. I do it in my head.
Yeah, he does this. You know he's having a good time because he does this. So he doesn't dance a lot. He just does.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, he's having a good time. Yep, that's a good time.
It can be really rough because my wife doesn't think I dance. So if I was to get on a dance floor.
I do. But anyway, re-blueing is important not only in your business, but in your home life, your family life. You need to reconnect, and especially in the past, you know, past year and a half when we were all locked down and staying away from each other, we got kind of used to staying in our own little pockets. Mm-hmm. It's good to step out of that, reach out, even if we are still kind of pseudo lockdown, you can't travel as much or whatever. Reach out to people that you used to talk to because you need to connect to your family, your friends, people you care about, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Reach out, because reblueing is simply a reach out and touch somebody.
Is there another name for reblueing? I just call it that because that's what I grew up with.
I just say reconnecting.
Reconnecting. It doesn't sound so cool though.
Yeah.
So anyhow, you want to do our questions?
Sure.
Awesome. Go ahead.
Which friend have you not seen in a very long time?
We've done these ones before.
I think we have too. My friend Donna Dabian is in Warner Robins, Georgia. She's the one who got me into bodybuilding. She won like Miss Japan way back in like 1989 or something like that, or 893. She was cut, beautiful, just a beautiful woman inside and out. And she taught me about weightlifting and things like that, and how to basically, what is that word? Shape your body with different muscles.
Okay.
And
sculpt.
Sculpt. Thank you. She helped me learn to sculpt by using low weights, high rep. And I haven't seen her in ages, and I would love to see her again. I know her daughter's about to get married, and I can't wait to see her again because she made such a huge impact on my life. But she's not on social media. She doesn't carry a cell phone. And
it makes people hard to find.
She's very difficult to find. So I only see her when I go to Warner Robins and I drive to wherever she's working. And I know where she works still. And I'll just show up where she works and not say anything. I'll just be sitting there until she notices me. And that's kind of our deal, is I show up and I surprise her. And she's like, oh, my God. I love that.
I wasn't expecting that.
Says my friend. My friend I never get to see, but we will always be friends even though I don't see her. Okay, you.
What's the kindest thing you've seen someone do for another person? And I think the last time I answered this, I was talking about the Starbucks line where people buy the coffee for the people behind them and all those other kind of things. But there's a lot of, I mean, I've seen a lot of kind things. I guess a big one that's hit me recently, back when I was back at home with my mom and everything, and a lot of you know that story, but was my cousins. I mean, I had this thing going on that my cousins would bring me food. Oh, I mean, how kind is that? You know, granted, I ended up stockpiling food for a certain amount of time because I had three cousins bringing me food constantly. And that's not a bad thing.
You weren't starving.
I definitely was not starving. But if you look at it too, we do a lot of that today.
Yeah.
If somebody's in a bad way, whatever the case may be, we bring food for those who are trying to take care of those who are in a bad way. Whatever that case may be.
We're actually really good people, aren't you? You're a good person. I know we're good people, and you're watching us, so more than likely you're good people. So keep being good people.
Well, I think food is also one of those things that brings us together. It always has.
It's comfort.
Yeah. I mean, what better way to do business? What better way to, like we were talking about before, reblue yourself or reconnecting is, it's with food.
Well, I'm thinking like one of the things I do is like mailbox stuff. So like my friend Brenda Sanchez and her husband, Michael, they do these, like, I'm sure many of you've seen it,
brownies.
Where you get brownies for and cards. Actually, Erin Bear, she's one of our avid watchers. Mm-hmm. She does the same thing where they send cards and they send like little brownies and packages and just all this stuff. And they're always sending something. So to let their people know, people that in their world, that they care and think about them. That little gesture is reblueing.
Right.
So what are you doing?
There you go.
What do we do? Brian and I come on Fridays at noon and say, hey, how you doing? Welcome to the porch.
Hello.
It's reblueing. So what I wanted to say that for is, if you're saying, I don't have a group to hang out with, I don't get a way to energize myself again in whatever I'm doing. Hi, my name is Michelle.
I'm Brian Swanson.
And we're your friends. Welcome to the Rebluing. Join us every Friday at noon-ish. And that's what we do. And, of course, thank you so much for joining us. Please share this stream. If it's live you're watching, share the live stream. If you're watching a replay, share it anyways. And we'll see you next week, Friday at noon, Mountain Standard Time. And until then, come Because you wanna zig.
Peace.